Taking us to exactly 3 o'clock, it's now time for Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, as you just heard. Brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Yeah, that's what I love about it. Now, if you're hungry, right? Yeah. If you're hungry, maybe now is not the best time that you should listen. But we're talking so much more than just food. And I'm really appreciative of Kervon to join us this afternoon. Kervon, good afternoon. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you, man? Thanks so much for having me.
Let me tell you, I wish that, you know, we weren't practicing our social distancing, because I've been seeing your post all over social media, and I was like, yeah, this is my chance to sample the food, boy. But yeah, I understand. But Kervon,
much love to our marketing person. They're doing a good job.
They're doing a really good job. Kudos and big ups to them. But for people who don't know, before we go into the business side, because you have so much to talk about, even from a formal standpoint, I know how you reach from accounting to doing that, but we'll talk all about that. We'll talk about all that within the short half an hour time frame. But let's start. Tell us a little bit more about who Kervon Cleary is.
Yeah, well, so Uncle Larry is an individual, you know, that always strives in whatever area of life to be his own individual, you know, from as far back as I know myself, you know, I've always been my own person, you know, and it's something that I always strive to do, you know, be my own individual, you know. So that's basically who I am. Any walk of life I go in, I try to do it my way, you know, more or less.
Nice. So let's talk about schooling. What schools did you attend, and how did the institutions that you attend, how did it influence your life?
Yeah, well, I started, I went to the RC Boys, primary, that's where basically I began my schooling, and it was a wonderful thing. That's back in the days. I don't know if you remember Mr. Fowell.
I heard so much about Mr. Fowell. I swear I went to RC because of that.
Yeah. So I kind of got a piece of the last piece of the Mr. Fowell era, you know, an amazing era and a nice time, you know, in school and back then in RC and stuff. Back then, I think still the RC boys had a pride, you know, in the school and you know, in everything that they did, you know. So I was proud to kind of be a recipient of that. And from there, I continued on with current secondary school. And again, another wonderful experience, wonderful 5 years of my life. And thereafter, went to Sanford Lewis. It was at Sanford Lewis I kind of basically grasped, you know, the concept of being your own person, you know, and kind of personalizing everything, that every endeavor and everything that I strive for. So that's basically what my schooling was.
Pretty amazing and well said. You made me feel like I missed out on not being an RC boy. I don't know why.
You know, like, some schools have the pride. You know, back in the day, you have the RC, and then from the college and convent, there's these schools, you know, they have pride in this, you know, the schools, you know. So yeah. I'm proud to be an RC boy, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Now, in high school, where did you realize that, you know, you might want to head into the accounting field?
Well, you know, to be quite honest, accounting is something that I never really liked, you know.
I know, right?
I just always happened to end up being in an accounting position. And from Form 3, you know, if you ask me back in Form 3, my worst subject, you know, was always accounting. In Form 4, I did accounting again. When I got to Sanford Lewis, I'm like, oh my God, I can't really get away from this accounting thing. Then I started working in the NIC, and I started, of course, you know, there you go again, as an accounts clerk.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you just couldn't run away from it.
Yeah, so I realized, I said, you know what, if you apparently something in the universe wants you to be in that accounting position, you know, so just work with it, you know, until you're able to do better. That's what I did, you know. I just made the best of it, and then I worked for sure. Stayed to CDSL at the airport, started as a PSA. Then I did a year again as an accounts receivables. And then I said, you know what, the office setting is not something that I really love. It's not my passion, you know, so let me get out of it and do what I really like.
Yeah, before we go into that, though, but what direction did you really, like, if you had back in high school and you said, that is what I want to do, what was it back then?
In high school?
Yes.
Yeah, well, in in high school, the aim, I mean, as far back as I knew myself, Sapho Lewis kind of really cemented it for me, the idea of kind of writing my own story in everything that I do. So I never really saw myself as somebody going into an office setting and staying there for too long. It was always just part of the process of getting to doing what I really wanted to do, which is start something small and just put the effort, put the energy, and watch it grow. You know, that's something I always really, really wanted to do, you know. And in 2015, before MDs, you know, came about, there was Meals Direct in 2015, which was basically a lunch delivery business. That's what we did. We prepared meals, we did catering, lunchtime deliveries, and that's basically, if you break down MDs, it's actually it actually means Meals Direct, which was the first kind of parent company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to stretch it a little more before we start talking about MDs, but since you did, let's just go right into it. How did the whole concept between of MDs, well, I guess before it was MDs Meals Direct, how did that concept come about?
Well, in 2015, I always try to be innovative, you know, and if you notice now, food delivery is a really big thing, you know. We have companies as like KFC jumping on board the whole delivery thing, you know. Back then in 2015, it wasn't as popular as now, you know, but I was already thinking of it. I always loved the concept of convenient food, you know, which is, you know, meeting your customers wherever they are, you know, whether it be work, whether it be play, whether it be school, you know, whatever situation they are. Sometimes you're at work and want to get something to eat, easy with work. Lovely, you know, you just make a call and food comes to you, you know. So that's the concept I always had in my head, even as far back as 2015. And so that's what it was, bringing convenient food to my customers.
That's 2015. What were some of the difficulties? Because, you know, we have to talk about from the business standpoint. What were some of the difficulties that you faced then, which then caused you now to rebrand into something, I guess, almost similar but yet still different?
Yeah, well, some of the difficulties I had with the Meals Direct was at first, you know, anything that's new, people kind of have a little reluctance to at first. So it was met with a little, you know, reluctance at first until people kind of got an idea of what it was. And also, when you prepare meals, you sometimes should do like 30 meals for the day, and maybe you have 25 meals go out, you have 5 meals that would stay and go into wastage and stuff. And so that's one of the issues that I don't really have now, you know, because all our foods are prepared fresh. You call, you place your order, and it's prepared for you fresh, you know. So that's one of the advantages of the meals that MD, sorry, vis-a-vis Meals Direct.
Cool. So let's scoot over, 6 years. The evolution into MDs. What caused this?
Yeah, well, again, it's me, you know, having the same Kuvon Clary braid, you know, mind, you know, wanting to do something different, wanting to bring something fresh, wanting to do something amazing for my customers and stuff. And I realized the first time I went to Subway, the idea of being able to personalize, you know, your food was something that really, really took me, something I was really, really fascinated by, you know. And you know, I told you that I'm always somebody that likes to be my own individual, so I'm thinking like, yeah, you could bring that that individual vibe to your food. And I was like, wow, that's amazing, you know. So that's basically the foundation for MDs, you know. That's what we're building on, the ability for each person to come in and put whatever you want in your sandwich, put whatever you want in your burger, you know. And every individual has that freedom, you know, to do that with their food, you know. That's basically what we want to do, you know.
Yeah, we spoke about MDs so much. I didn't even get your chance to explain to people what MDs is. because let me tell you, of course, people, if you're on social media and they haven't seen your stuff, something's wrong with them, because you see it everywhere. So big up to your marketing team.
So
tell us, MDs, what is it?
Yeah, well, MDs in short is, you know, an amazing burger. an amazing chicken sandwich, an amazing wrap, you know. And if you if that wasn't enough, again, we have you have the freedom and to come and throw whatever you want in your sandwich. Do it how you want. You know, you could do a different thing every day, whatever you feel like. If Monday you feel like you want bacon and cheese in there, you can do that on Monday. If on Wednesday you feel like you want some pineapples and sweet onions in there, you can do that on you can just go crazy if it, you know, and that's all you want to do. You want to give people the freedom to do what you want with your food, you know, because sometimes, you know, like I sent somebody last week, sometimes you're having a bad day at work, you know, and it's sometimes what you have for lunch, that's what changed your mood. That's what makes you feel better, you know, and sometimes you don't realize how far food can go, you know, to make people feel good and just enjoy themselves and stuff. So you want to give people that right there, you know, just do what you want with your food, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. Like, I warned people in the interview, when y'all listen to this interview this afternoon, trust me, you're going to get hungry. Now, yo, my mouth is watering. I'm salivating. I'm definitely in need of a burger right now.
That's the MD's effect right there.
You're doing a good job in selling your brand right now, because I bet you people are going on social media trying to find it. Like, I feel like I want a burger. I'm in a bad mood. I definitely need that food to change my mood. What sets you apart from the ability to individualize or personalize your own food experience? What sets you away from a typical restaurant, a typical food place, so to say?
I think the blueprint, the foundation for MDs was kind of built on being innovative, you know, bringing something new, bringing something different. I think that alone, you know, would kind of set MDs apart, you know, in the food area. Mm-hmm. And again, we have that burning desire to reach and acquire something new, you know, in the food area. And again, that personalizing option that we have with our food, again, is something that I think is very unique as well. Because, you know, most places you go, your food is whatever you order, whatever is on the menu, that's what you get, you know. But like I said before, with MDs, everybody who walks in has the freedom to personalize their food, you know. And again, these two things, I think, is what kind of set us apart.
All right, very good. No business is without its challenges. When you were setting this up, what were some of the challenges that you faced, and how were you able to overcome? Like I said, the whole vibe behind this interview is to inspire young people to pursue their dreams, especially knowing you coming from jobs that are, you could basically say, are secure. I would use well-paying, for lack of a better word. But, you know, jobs that a lot of people aspire to, and to just say, you know what, forget this 9-to-5, let me go pursue my passion. So this is why I'm asking these questions. So what were some of the challenges that you were faced when starting, and how were you able to overcome it?
Okay, the first challenge, when I started, we started in September. The initial idea was to start in the January. And of course, you know, when you're doing business, sometimes you can the red tape, the paperwork, everything done, mm-hmm. you know, putting things in place. So January ended up becoming February. Then mid-February, you hear the buzz about COVID. By March, COVID is in full effect. And that's, I mean, COVID just put a pause on everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Already capital being an issue, because, you know, I think that's an issue a lot of young businesses face, an issue of raising capital, you know, for the business initially. So you already had that issue, and then COVID came, and then you find some of the capital had to be used for
just
day-to-day.
Living.
So, yeah, because now you go from trying to start a business to trying to survive.
Boy, I know that all too well.
So before, I mean, by end of April, a lot of the capital was exhausted, and it really became tough, you know. By April, May, we were basically out of cash, and still trying to do little things in place to put things in place, and then COVID is there, and then at some point, the thought of MDs even got out of my head, because this COVID thing just took over everything, you know. In September morning, I woke up September 21st, and I said, you know what, the environment will never really be perfect for you to start anything, you know.
Nice.
if you if you're waiting for the perfect time to start anything, that will never happen. So you just have to get up and just work before you have. You know, I just caught up and I had a flyer done for me. I sent it to a group, some of my friends, and I told them, you know, just put that out there for me, you know. And that's basically how Emily started, you know.
That, you know what, that is a true story of an entrepreneur, and you know, basically letting people know the battles that we face, because there's a misconception that once you're an entrepreneur, you work for yourself, everything is Chris and Curry, you by the beach today chilling out, sipping pina coladas, or based on the protocols, probably a nice water.
I wish it was so.
yeah, they don't realize how difficult it can be. What other challenges that you have been faced with? Apart from, of course, the pandemic, what other challenges have you been faced with?
Well, again, is I think the pandemic, financing, again, I want to stress on, you know, for a lot of young business people out there, financing is something that basically kills a lot of ideas, a lot of great ideas, and I read something online, you know, which kind of helped me. It says true entrepreneurs never really let not having money be the reason to not pursue what they find a way to get it done. And when you really have a passion, you really have that drive, which is really what you need to do anything in life, you know, you find a way to make it happen, you know. And so that's basically what it was. And I think capital, COVID and capital, was one of the
The bad seas of 2020, COVID and capital. Definitely. And of course, being an entrepreneur is, of course, filled with ups and downs, but there are so many ups and moments that make you say, yes, I did the right thing. I'm glad on September 21st, I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. What are some of those moments?
I think it all always goes back to character, you know, and because you put two people in the same situation and one will in the same difficult adverse situation, and one person will fall and the other one will say, you know what, regardless what happens, I'll rise. And I think it's that ability to tell yourself that, you know what, no matter what comes, you know, I'm going to go for what I want to go for, and know in the back of your head that, you know, the adverse things will come, you know, and they won't stop. So you kind of have in the back of your head that, you know what, that no matter what, I will get it done, you know. And I think that's kind of the attitude you need to if you're going to pursue, if you want to be a true entrepreneur, you really, really need that attitude, you know.
Yeah. And the next phase when you're doing business is always expanding. I don't know if we could discuss that now, or you want to hold it for stuff in the pipeline, or you want to hold and let people see?
Yeah, well, expanding is on my mind like 24 hours a day now.
indeed.
I wake up in the morning thinking about it. I go to bed thinking about it. And again, you know, everything, every step you make in the business world is the life force of anything in the business world is the dollar. You know.
Yep,
So once you can make the two be in sync, you know, your goal with the dollar, or your growth, you know, can be there with the dollar to match it up, then it's gonna happen. So now it's just a matter of managing things in a way that we can grow to meet our customers in a smooth way.
Definitely. Entrepreneurship is, boy, let me tell you, it's a really beautiful thing, and I would encourage anybody to take advantage. Like you said, just take advantage, because you never really have the money to do it, but you know, just make it definitely happen. So, you know, big ups to you, and I think that's a story that a lot of people can agree with. Yes. Just got to remind people, of course, you're locked on to Radio Caribbean International. This is Youth Unplugged. Brought to you the gang compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Kervon Cleary is our guest this afternoon from MD's. When I first saw it, you know, I thought it was like short for Mickey D's. I don't know why. I know that's so dumb. I know it's really dumb, but like, that's awesome. I don't know why. Because it was burgers. I was like, okay, a local MD's. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then now, yeah, Meals Direct. I was like, yes. So I'm sorry. I was just being a go-go. Not my fault.
Yeah, people have said so many things. That's what it represents. I mean, I have a long list. My friends give so many names.
I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, is it in this business, of course, you have to look up to people. Sometimes, not necessarily people, but business models for companies who have established? Are there any companies that, you know, inspire your business model?
Yeah, when Emily started, you know, we look at the best in the world, you know, the best in Sanusha, you know. So I'll be lying if I told you that I'm not checking to see what KFC is doing, you know.
Yeah, bro, let me tell you, you got to know. They be making the money.
I just had to be honest, you know. I'll be lying because KFC has been to me in Sanusha. They've been running, you know, the fast food game for as long as I know, you know. And I think if you go in any field, you know, you're going to have to at some point look at the best, you know, study the best in that field. And if you ever aim to be the best, you're going to have to take a look at and see some of the things that they are doing, see some of the mistakes they made and learn from them, you know. So on my any given time during the day, you know, I look at KFC, I go to McDonald's, I go to some of the food places that I see doing it and doing it the right way, you know, and see what tips I can get from them, you know, because at the end of the day, you're always striving to be the best, you know.
Indeed. Now, if it wasn't for COVID, right, do you think that you would have been further, or what do you think? What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe I could answer you on two fronts, you know. I guess from the average person, I could say that, you know, maybe it might be better, you know. But from an entrepreneur mindset, you know, you don't really know what could have been, you know. All you know is what you have, you know. And all you know is what's in front of you, you know. So that's basically all I'm working with right now. That's basically how I do it. So for me, to give you a genuine idea of what could have been, who knows, maybe COVID wouldn't have come and maybe Emily's would not have been. You know, life is funny like that. You know, you think things need to be perfect, and when it's perfect, everything's going to be good, and then maybe perfect is not really what's right for you, you know. So I just think everything just happened the way that it should have happened, and I'm just working with what is.
Yeah, that is so true, and, you know, big ups to you for that. Have you ever thought about venturing into anything else?
No. Again, I walk into the mind of a striving entrepreneur. I have so much going on in my head, bro. Sometimes I really have to stop and say, yo, you know, one at a time, pace it out. But I have a lot of ideas that I want to put out there. I have a lot of things that I want to manifest into reality. And I'm just kind of trying to get MDs into a place where it's comfortable, and then, you know, branch out into other ventures and stuff, you know.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, and I guess, like you said, it's really good from earlier in the interview, it's really good to have your friends that are supportive, and these people are really pushing on the business.
I have so many amazing people, friends, family, you know, who just I'm always, you know, call and, you know, give the support and show their love and stuff, you know, and that alone is fuel enough to, you know, get me up every morning and say, you know what, go and do what you have to do, you know, to make them proud, you know, make them happy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I would ask you to give them a shout out, but, you know, if you hear me, you miss out somebody's name, I know that could be cause problem. Yeah, so yeah, we just leave that alone. Yeah. Just say, you know who you are. Thank you so much
for
your support.
big ups.
Let's talk about your menu specifically. Let's go through your menu. I'm trying to see if I could pull it up right now, so that, you know, people listening can get a sense of the burgers and the wraps and these beautiful scrumptious things, because you're already being called the best burgers in St. Lucia. And no, that's a heavy title coming from an accredited news website. I give them no extra push there, but so let's talk about your burger. Let's talk about food let's talk about food for the next couple minutes. What is it that you offer? Let's go. Burgers.
Yeah, so the burgers, we have the burgers, we call it the Starker, you know, and it can come with, it comes with the burger patty, lettuce, tomato if you want. But I realize so many people saying they don't like tomato. I don't understand. I love tomato, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do like tomato in the burger.
Why? Why not? Oh, my goodness.
Some people say the tomato, if it stays too long, it kind of wets the bun and stuff, you know. So, a lot of burgers come without tomatoes, which is strange to me. But that's what the people want, you know.
That's what they want.
So the burger, it comes with tomatoes if you want, lettuce, and the burger patty. And then you have the long list of add-ons again, you know. We have bacon, we have ham, you can throw sweet onions in there, you could throw, we have American cheese, you have the white cheddar.
And the most important thing, say it, The most important thing in a burger is grilled pineapples, bro.
Grilled pineapples.
Let me tell you, I don't understand. That's the best thing on a burger.
I was thinking the cheese. So you see why you have to personalize the food? Because already we disagree there. You like grilled pineapples, I like the cheese.
Nah, the grilled pineapples just add it. Just gives it that savory and mixed. Oh my God. I can't even talk about it because my mouth is watering. What is your best seller, though?
Yeah, the at first, you know, I was kind of, I really thought the crusher, which is the chicken sandwich, would be the big deal, you know. But then the stacker, people started to show so much interest in the stacker, and I would get calls and reviews, and people would message me late at night and say, "Boy, I know what you're putting in that burger."
You tie me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So people kind of just run with the stacker, you know. So now the stacker is the big boy on the menu, you know, and everybody is just going crazy, you know, with the stacker.
And not only that, what if I'm more a health conscious person? What is it that you guys could offer to me?
Yeah, well, we have the Italian garden salad, you know, for people more on the health side, if you're watching your weight. And last week I myself started, you know, turning more towards the salads because I'm trying to get healthy.
Yeah, I know how
that. So we have that on the menu for you. If you want, you can throw some chicken in there. You can throw some fish in there if you want, or you could just have it plain. You know, it's an amazing salad. People love it. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I tried to find questions to ask you, but I'm just watching the menu on social media right now, and I'm just like, bro, I just want to come off and go and order some food right now. I swear to you. I absolutely swear to you. What are your opening hours, and how do people get the food to you? Because I know you guys are like a delivery type service, but how do people get the food?
Yeah, so we in Radwee, we have a convenient location in Radwee where you could come and pick up your food. But now, because of the whole COVID situation, we're trying to put more emphasis on the delivery service. And so we open at 9 in the morning. We close at 9 in the night, in the evening. And you could just call. Delivery is only $5 for delivery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. So and for now we're more in the north. And reach as far as a shock area.
Yeah.
But the idea is soon for us to go further and be able to meet more of our customers in the further areas of the island and stuff.
Man, let me tell you, this is so amazing. Kudos to you. And again, you're the true and the epitome of what an entrepreneur is, not letting your current circumstance determine how you go about doing and following your passion. So kudos to you. But final question, I believe. You cook yourself? You actually do the burgers? Or now that you've established, you say, you know what, this is, let me focus on the other ends and let me get somebody to do this for me.
Nah, I you know, entrepreneur or not, I love the kitchen. So the kitchen is my place. That's my office, the kitchen.
All right.
I basically run things in the kitchen. I will always be in the kitchen. Want to always be part of the seasoning, the anything in the kitchen. I always want to be in the kitchen, you know, from. So, yeah. So, yeah, I make a lot of people ask you, make the burgers? Yeah, I make the burgers.
respect. Yo, you know, thank you so much, Kevon, for doing this. I would like you to take the opportunity now to give people your social handles and how they could reach you guys and probably even place an order.
Yeah, well, we can be reached. Most people reach us through our telephone number, 714-1435. For now, as far as social media is concerned, we are only on Instagram. For most people reach us through our telephone number, 714-1445. now, St. Lucia. Yeah, just check us out. We're on there. You could message us if you have anything you want to ask, any questions. You know, I like MDS_ St. Lucia. Yeah, just check us out. We're on there. You could message us if you have anything you want to ask, any questions. and you know, I like speaking to my customers, you know. So so just reach out, we'll be there, we'll answer you. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Definitely. Kervon, I want you to hold the line.
Thing you want to ask and questions, you know, I like speaking to my customers, you know. So just reach out, we'll be there, we'll answer you. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Definitely. Kervon, I want you to hold the line. Definitely. Kervon, I want you to hold the line for me. Don't go anywhere yet, but we want to thank you so much for taking this time out, because I know you want to go back in your kitchen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, yeah, man, I appreciate it. All right. And of course, Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.